Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Presents. In association with Sterling Creations and VIP Tech, The Mental Stretch, with your host, Donna Jodden.
Hello, 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 and greetings, everybody. My name is Donna J. Jodden, and I am your host for the monthly show called Your Mental Stretch with Donna. We are now into August. Oh, yes, indeed. We're into August. And I started my show, Your Mental Stretch with Donna, back in April. And thanks to my dear friend, Victor Gouvia, I decided to start this show because I think that we need to be paying more attention to our mental health and to be able to stretch our mental capacity and to stretch our mental well-being. You know, if we can have stretches for the back, the belly, the legs, the arms, the head, the fingers, the toes, why can't we have something called the mental stretch? And it's something that I started several years ago out of, you know, sheer coincidence. I was sitting there one day and I thought, how can I increase my mental capacity? How can I clarify my mental abilities? How can I clear my mind and my imagination of cobwebs and clutter? And how can I spark and stimulate my creative juices? And this is how the mental stretch came about. And I decided to do a bit of work on it. And what I discovered is that you can do the mental stretch at any time of the day and for as long as you wish. And you can do it anywhere you want. The mental stretch, I have found, is a very powerful tool in our toolkit of strategies, processes, anything you want to call it. And you don't have to depend on an audio or a video or a Zoom meetup with anybody to do the mental stretch. It's all based on you and yourself. Now, when I say that it can be done at any time of the day, it's exactly what I mean. It can be done first thing in the morning when you wake up, before breakfast, after breakfast, mid-morning, at noon, before you eat your lunch, afternoon, mid-afternoon, okay, before dinner, after dinner, before you go to bed. And you can do your mental stretch for any length of time. It could be anywhere from a few seconds to a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, anything you want. And you can do your mental stretch anywhere, almost anywhere, as long as you are able to catch a hold of your mind and your imagination and your creative juices. Okay? When I say you can do it anywhere, what I mean is that you can do it while lying in bed, while sitting in a comfy chair in your living room or in your den, while sitting in your kitchen, walking in the park, walking along the sidewalk, on the beach, anywhere is where you can use your mental stretch. And I have been defining and redefining the mental stretch with my friends and my associates and my family. And it can be used in a variety of ways. Okay? It can be used when you're anxious, when you are a little bit stressed out, when you're a wee bit depressed, when you are crunched for time and you're looking for ways to organize your time or your schedule. It can be used, you know, in times of something has set you off. Maybe a barking dog or a baby crying, and you know, you're a little bit frazzled and you want some peace and comfort, use the mental stretch. Okay? Now, my mental stretch is based on what I call the MIC principle. It's about clearing your mind and your imagination of clutter and cobwebs. And it's about being able to spark and stimulate your creative juices. It's really, really important for us in a world which continues to move along like a freight train to be able to keep up with technology. Oh my goodness, with everything. All right? So we really need to concentrate on the mental stretch. And the other thing I'm saying too is that the mental stretch is based, or my mental stretch is based on the use of at least one of our senses at a given time. Or if you're feeling a bit more daring, you can use it in combination. So you can use the sense of hearing in combination with the sense of smell and the sense of sight, or use a sense of sight in combination with the sense of smell and the sense of taste. It's all about concentrating on one of your senses. Of course, I have other suggestions for you as to how you can use the mental stretch. A mental stretch can be based primarily on the use of senses, but you can do other things to increase your mental stretch or enhance your mental stretch. I told you last month that I came up with a really great strategy. I thought outside the box. It was a coincidental strategy. I was a bit frazzled because I was taking this intense course at the Carroll Center in Boston, Massachusetts, or Newton, Massachusetts. It was a 7-week course, 20 hours a week of classwork and 20 additional hours of outside work. And you know what I stumbled upon? I stumbled upon this strategy. I started to write Christmas stories. I've already written a box set, 12 Days of Christmas box set, which I wrote several years ago, and I wanted to write a second 12 Days of Christmas box set. So I started to write, and I know that we're far from Christmas, but my gosh, I was able to use my mind and my imagination to come up with some really interesting, exciting, and out of this world episodes that I will be sharing with you later this year. And I amazed myself that after I would write a few chapters at a time, I felt refreshed, recharged, regurgitated. Okay? Refreshed, recharged, regurgitated, and just ready to go. Think of the R's. Refresh, recharge, regurgitated, and ready to go. I think there's a fifth R that I had in there and it doesn't come to my mind right now, you see. I have to use my mental stretch to do this. Refresh, recharge, regurgitate, you know, ready to go, reformat. So here we go. So for part one of the show, I'm going to concentrate on the sense of hearing. And here are some suggestions that you can use when using your sense of hearing to help you with my mental stretch. Okay? So, here we go. If you took the time to listen to crickets chirp on a late summer's evening or an evening here in the month of August, you would be amazed to know how these sweet little voices singing in unison can help you. You know, you would be amazed to know how just the sound of these little guys singing in unison. It always amazes me how these little crickets can sing in unison. And they don't miss a beat. They start at about 6 p.m. in the evening and They finish at about 6 a.m. in the morning. And you know what? They're always on time. They start on time and they finish on time. Now, you may say, well, I'm not close to crickets. I don't hear crickets. But you know what you can do? There's this little device, really neatly priced. I think you can buy it on Amazon. It simulates different sounds, and I think the sound of crickets is one of them that you can listen to. There are about 5 or 6 different sounds on this little device that you can purchase, plug it in, lie in bed with it, or sit in your comfy chair with it close by, turn it on, and there is the sound of crickets. I don't want to imitate the sound of these little guys. I might do them injustice, but I think they go with something like weenie, 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 weenie. You may find it irritating, but just take some time to simulate into it. Engross yourself into it. And you'd see how this sound can help you to clear your mind of cobwebs and clutter. Okay? Here is another suggestion I have for you. Listen to the sound of a lawnmower. Again, you may find this irritating, but you know, think of it this way. You're sitting there, either in a park, either on the bench outside in your yard or your driveway, or, you know, you may be living in a condo complex and you hear the mower, lawnmower going. There are a few things that happens here. The lawnmower gives a little prick to your mind and your imagination, and soon you find yourself engrossed in listening to the sound of the lawnmower. But here comes the sense of smell, because you can smell the grass as it's being cut. Okay? Think of the good old lawnmower and how it can help you to clear your mind and your imagination of cobwebs and clutter on a lovely day, lovely sunny day. So you're going to use the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, the sense of smell to smell the fresh cut grass, and the sense of sight to picture the sun shining as this lawnmower goes back and forth and back and forth. And here's another suggestion to use your sense of hearing. How about listening to the laughing of children playing? Children playing in the park, children playing in the playground. They're laughing their heads off at Lord knows what. But just listening to their laughter is enough to bring a smile to your face. And again, to clear your minds and imaginations of clutter and cobweb. Children laugh so easily. And laughter never hurts. So think of listening to the sounds of children laughing as they play, they jump, they leap, anything like that. This is how you can use your sense of hearing with my mental stretch. Okay? Now, you want to learn more? Send me an email to askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. That's askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. Now I want to move to how we can use the sense of smell. All right? Let's think of using the sense of smell to help us with our mental stretch. Okay? Okay. Think of things on your barbecue being cooked. Just the smell of things barbecuing. Chicken, sausages, beef. It's barbecuing. You can smell it either in your own backyard or in the backyard of one of your neighbors. The smell is tickling your nostrils. And soon your sense of taste is awakened as well. But we're concentrating on the sense of smell in this segment of my show. So you're smelling your barbecue. You're smelling things being barbecued. your nostrils have opened up, and soon you find that your mind and your imagination, they're both being recharged, refreshed, regurgitated, ready to roll, reformatted, re-everything. Think of all the R's. Recharged, refreshed, regurgitated, ready to go, ready to reproduce ideas for you. All the R's that I could think of right now. Think of fragrant flowers as you sit there. Now, you may say, well, I'm not close to fragrant flowers, but again, here is where our mind and our imagination come into play, where we can simulate the fragrant smells of flowers. You don't need to be on your backyard porch. You don't need to be on your back deck. You don't need to be in the park necessarily. If you are, it does help. But again, you're strengthening your mind and your imagination and your creative juices to recharge, regurgitate, refresh, reformat, ready to roll, and a lot more. Okay, and the last suggestion for this segment, using our sense of smell, but I'll just step back a bit into fragrant flowers. You can also use your sense of sight in combination with your sense of smell, sense of sight to visualize looking at all these beautiful, colorful flowers with very delicate petals, with bees and wasps feasting on their pollen. Okay? Think of it that way. All right. How about the smell of a gentle summer's rain falling? Rain is falling, and the smell is a very potent smell. It's a very unique type of smell. It's an earthy smell. That's what the rain, when it falls, brings out. And again, you could visualize those raindrops on the grass, on the road, or on the street, on rolling down the windows of your apartment, your home, or your condo. Okay? So here you're using the sense of smell and the sense of sight. If you have any comments on this segment of my show, please send me an email to askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. Okay, let's move to the third segment of my show. And for this segment, we're going to be using the sense of taste. Get ready. Get ready to have your tongues like things, the sense of taste rolling off your tongue, which in turn would translate to your mind and your imagination. Recharge, regurgitate, refresh, reformat, reproduce all the different R's that the sense of taste can do for you. Okay? All right. Let's think of these suggestions. Sweet, sweet, cool lemonade. Yep, rolling off your tongue as you sip your tall glass of lemonade. Sweet, cool lemonade. Of course, you can visualize the tall glass of cool lemonade in front of you. Use your sense of taste to taste it rolling off your tongue. Or you can use your sense of, like I say, your sense of sight, your sense of taste, and your sense of touch. Touch the cool glass. Put your hands around this cool glass and think of it. Use your mind and your imagination to conjure up this circumstance, okay? You don't have to actually have the glass of lemonade in front of you. You're strengthening your mind and your imagination and your creative juices to help you simulate this. A cold salad is another suggestion I have for you. Think of a nice cold salad with all of your favorite vegetables in it. Carrots, lettuce, celery, cucumbers, peppers, anything you want to put in it, as long as it's a nice cold salad. It could also be a fruit salad as well. It's nice and cold, and the taste of all these different vegetables will certainly help to wake up your mind and your imagination and your creative juices. And you can combine this with the sense of sight. Think of looking at all of these vegetables, all the different colors, red, green, different shades of green, different shades of red, different shades of yellow. You can also make a fruit salad, a cold fruit salad with all of your favorite fruits in it. Think of these, the taste of this cold salad, rolling off your tongue as you eat sumptuously and deliciously and slowly. Okay? Visualize it now. Visualize it. Visualize it. Okay? How about a yummy hot dog? Yeah. So I've given you the cold salad, right? Sweet lemonade, and now a yummy hot dog. Think of biting into this yummy, sweet tasting hot dog. The sausage is so delicious, and the toppings on it, you can put anything you want. Onions, tomatoes, anything you want. Think of the sense of taste, tasting this yummy hot dog. And you can use your sense of sight to simulate this hot dog, right? Just the sight of this hot dog is enough to get you going. Recharge, regurgitate, refresh, reformat, reproduce, ready to roll. Okay? Those are the R's that we need for you to use with our mental stretch. Have any suggestions, feedback, thoughts, or questions or comments? Please send me an email at askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. Askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. All right, let's go now to the fourth segment of my show. And for this one, We're going to be using the sense of touch to simulate the mental stretch. Keep in mind that this mental stretch is based on the MIC principle. M as in morning, I as in ink, C as in carrot. The MIC principle. Okay? And it's all meant to clear your mind of clutter and cobwebs and to spark and stimulate your creative juices. To recharge, refresh, regurgitate, reproduce, reformat, ready to roll. Okay? Think of all these things. And for this segment, we'll be going to be using the sense of touch. Okay? Think of warm water in a lake or an ocean. And you may say to me right off the bat, well, I'm not close to a lake or an ocean. That's okay. That's okay. Simulate it. Think of the warm water against your body as you swim in a peaceful lake or in a calm ocean. Warm water. Okay? Nothing better than a nice, warm water experience in the ocean or in the lake. And you can smell the ocean and smell the lake as you immerse yourself in this warm water. So here, you're using the sense of touch to feel the warm water against your body, but you're also using the sense of smell to smell the water in the lake and smell the water in the ocean. Cool sand under the fingers. Again, you may say, well, I'm not close to a beach or anything, but there are ways for you to simulate this. You can buy yourself some sand at any store that sells crafts or anything like that. open up your tub, the tub that it comes in, stick your hand in the cool sand, and allow your fingers to do the rest. Allow your fingers to walk and to wake up your imagination, to refresh, regurgitate, recharge, refresh, regurgitate, and recharge, reformat, reproduce, and ready to roll. Okay? The six R's, and there are more R's that I could think of. Refresh, recharge, regurgitate, reformat, reproduce, and ready to roll. Six things, or six words, starting with the letter R. Think of it, okay? Think of touching a leaf, a nice green leaf. You may say, well, you know, how is that going to help? Touch the leaf. Feel the different lines in the leaf. Run your fingers up and down the leaf. Use your sense of sight to picture this leaf. Use your sense of touch through your fingers. Run your fingers along the leaf and see what happens. And I'm telling you that these are strategies that I, my friends, and my family have all been trying and continue to try for many years now, and they work. I'm sharing with you suggestions that have worked for me, my friends, and my family. And I guarantee you that if you give this a good old college try, it is going to work for you. All right, we're almost at the end of the show, but I want to leave with you a quote for you to ponder for this month. Anyone can hold a grudge, and I'm going to read this out for you. Anyone can hold a grudge, but it takes a person with character to forgive. When you forgive, you release yourself from a painful burden. Forgiveness does not mean what happened was okay, and it doesn't mean that should forgive or should still forgive forgiven or should be welcome in your life. It just means that you have made peace with the pain and are ready to let it go. Now, this is a longish quotation, and you may not be able to grasp it all at once just by listening to it. But it's all about forgiveness, okay? If you forgive, you will find a lot of peace It doesn't mean that you welcome the person back into your life, but you're willing to let it go. Okay? Dose Antibater is the person who quoted this. And I will spell the name of this person for you. D-O-E. That is Doe. And Zantimeter is spelled Z-A-N-T-A-M-A-T-A. Dose Antimeter. Or Doe Antimeter. I'm sorry. You know, this is a very, very powerful quote. And this really is a direct trigger whenever you find yourself unable to forgive. Forgiveness is a very, very powerful tool when it comes to clearing your mind and your imagination of clutter and cobweb. You don't want to be saddled with things like not being able to forgive. If you forgive, you're letting go. But it doesn't mean that you're welcoming the person back into your life or forgetting what they've done. Let it go. Let it go. If you'd like this quotation, please send me an email to askdonnaunblindlife@gmail.com. askdonnaunblindlife@gmail.com, and I will send you this quotation directly. Okay? I have a brain teaser for you. And it's this. What is your favorite sport? Think about it. What do you like most about the sport that you find very pleasurable, if a sport that is your favorite sport? Could it be the fast action or the slow movement of the sport? Could it be watching and listening to, you know, the spectators get all excited and into the sport itself? What is it? It could be an indoor sport. It can be an outdoor sport. It can be anything. Okay? So, there it is. Your brain teaser and your quote. And if you'd like to get this quote, because I really find this quote extremely powerful, please write to me at askdonnaunblindlife@gmail.com, and I would be more than happy to send you this quote. Okay? This is it for me for this month. My name is Donna Jill Jodhen, your host of Your Mental Stretch with Donna. Thank you everyone for listening in, for your thoughts, your suggestions, your comments, and your feedback. Thank you, Victor, for allowing me to share my thoughts with my listeners. Have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and we'll see you in the month of September. Bye for now.
You can catch The Mental Stretch on the first of every month on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?